Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Hardwick is joining us, political science professor at Canisius College, host of WBEN's Hardline program on Sundays. And Kevin, Iran is now on the front burner at the White House. So move over North Korea and Russia. Iran is right there. The president lashing out last night with all caps in his tweets to Iran. Let me just say, give you one of the lines where he says, "Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious." Kevin, how do you see this?
Well, I think it's not just a matter of move over North Korea. I think it's a matter of move over everything else that's plaguing the president right now. Last week we're talking about these tapes that Michael Cohen has made of the president and payoffs to mistresses and things like this. Well, this morning we're talking about this tweet that he put out last night. As you said, all caps, Iran. How can you talk about anything else? You got to talk about that. I think it's a fairly fairly good strategic move on the president's part. No one's going to ignore this. It's a country that's not very popular with Americans. I mean, we go back to 1979 and the hostage crisis. There's no love lost for Iran here. So I think I think it's a good move on his part.
I wonder how much longer everything you just said will ring true, though, because you have something that this is the president of the United States just before midnight tweeting out a threat to basically, reading behind the lines here, to use nuclear weapons on a country, wipe them off the face of the earth. And yet I read this tweet. My reaction is, OK, what's next? I mean, have all of his words kind of lost any meaning? Because I feel like this happens all the time.
No, not with everybody. I mean, I think he's obviously, at least to some length, playing to his base, and a lot of other people who are not his base. There's not a lot of love lost here for Iran, and it is something that we'll be talking about. It worked with North Korea for a while. I think it will work for Iran. The problem is for people like myself. Now we've got to go back. I mean, we've got to go back and look at the agreement with the Obama agreement with Iran, and Trump is getting out of that. So we got to familiarize ourselves with the details of that. It's exhausting.
Are we seeing foreign policy play out on Twitter? And is it working for President Trump?
What's that?
Are we seeing our foreign policy play out on Twitter?
Yeah. Yes. To a certain extent, that is the case, and that's been the case for a lot of things with the president. And now the problem isn't just for obviously I'm joking about analysts like myself, but it creates problems for the people in his inner circle who probably weren't with him when he tweeted and weren't aware of this and are waking up to it like the rest of us, and now have to scramble to make sense of it.
What is the result from something like this, a direct threat at Iran, this war of words between the two countries? It seems like each country is kind of going to go forward with what it was in the past, that the president's pulling out of this deal, Iran is doing its own thing. What's to come of these tweets?
Yeah, I think we'll see a response. We'll probably see a back and forth over the course of the next few days, and then we'll move on to some other issue.
What do you suppose world reaction will be to this?
Oh, I don't think you'll find a lot of people who are happy about it. But as you were saying earlier, perhaps it was Brian saying earlier, it's like, so what? I mean, this is what he does, and we've seen this before, and we're kind of numb to it.
Kevin, we appreciate the time. As always, it's Kevin Hardwick. You can hear him live on WBEN Sunday mornings with Hardline at 10 a.m. Kevin joining us live after the president tweeting late last night at Iran.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.